before. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, welcome to Swap Shop. Host is Glenn Coble, that's me, and we'll be doing Swap Shop for the next 42 minutes. And what Swap Shop is you can call in if you have something you're trying to get rid of, something you're trying to sell, you know, some of the tchotchkes you have in the basement or in the garage or something like that. Give us a call. Tell us what you want to sell. We'd like to keep it to four items or under. And also, it shouldn't be things that require legal registration, like cars or boats or guns or houses or, you know, any of that sort of thing. Give us a call. Tell us about your item. Give us your phone number, and we'll see if somebody is interested enough to call you to set up arrangements to come over and pick it up. Please be aware that we still are under the problems of COVID-19, so wear your mask and wash your hands and do all the things you need to do to keep yourself and the person you're dealing with safe. I'm sure you can figure out ways to exchange items and cash without hugging each other, right? All right. Anyway, this is Swap Shop, 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again. 740-383-9944. We had several calls last week. We'll be glad to have some more calls this week. During the show, I had a call during the break asking, what are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about St. Patty's Day. I know it was yesterday, but I had other things going on yesterday, so we're going to talk about it today, so you'll be smart for next year. How's that sound? In Ireland, did you know that St. Patty's Day is a religious holiday similar to Christmas and Easter? It's very important in Ireland, and they handle it as if it were like Easter or Christmas. So it's more important, I would guess, than we handle it here. Now, I remember celebrating St. Patty's Day in Chicago at I can't remember the name of the bar. I'd go to Tony's Bar, right near right under the L tracks, as a matter of fact. And he had so many people on St. Patty's Day. Now, Tony was Irish, and he was also an honorary police chief and an honorary fire chief, so he could get some things done, including he had the stripe in the middle of the street right in front of his bar painted green instead of yellow. Now, do you know that if you're a Protestant Irishman, you're supposed to wear orange, not green? And we'll go into that, too, because green was not the original color for St. Patty. But anyway, I'm trying to think what we called it. Anyway, we had a party at Tony's Bar, and there was a lot of drinking that went. Oh, I know what I was going to say. There was so much drinking that was going on. You had to send your $2 or $3 or dollar, whatever a beer cost at the time. You had to send it up through the crowd, and then they'd hand the beer back through the crowd, usually getting to you about two-thirds full. You never were quite sure whether it was spilled or whether somebody took a sip out of it. So it was a fun time at Tony's Bar on St. Patty's Day. Anyway, do you know the gentleman that called during the break told me what one phrase was, Irish phrase, and I forget what it was, I'm sorry. But the Irish phrase that everybody knows is Éireann go bra, right? And that translates to Ireland forever. I didn't really know that until I looked all this stuff up. I got 3 pages of stuff that I looked up for St. Paddy's Day. I hope you had a good day yesterday. I hope none of you are suffering any hangovers. It's kind of tough with most of the bars not being, well, a lot of people not going to bars and a lot of people not really celebrating St. Paddy's Day like it has been celebrated in the past. I'm not sure whether that's good or bad. I'll leave that up to you. But did you know that the very first St. Paddy's Day parade, it wasn't held in Ireland. It was held, of course, in Boston back in 1737. Boy, they picked it up pretty early. But back then, I believe it was considered more of a religious holiday than a go-get-drunk holiday. over 100 U.S. cities now hold parades every single year. Some of the biggest St. Paddy's Day parades are Chicago, Savannah, Georgia, and, of course, New York, of course. In 1948, President Truman became the very first president to attend a St. Patrick's Day parade. You know where the biggest one is held? Let's see if I've got that here. I'm pretty sure I do. Well, I'll get to it, I'm sure. To celebrate St. Patrick's Day, 110 million people will be wearing green. Now, like I said, if you're not Catholic, you're Protestant, you're supposed to wear orange. But nobody does. We are all honorary green wearers on St. Paddy's Day. Now, I didn't wear any green yesterday, but I didn't go out of the house either. I did gardening and stuff. And I came down here. I did my show down here. But I didn't wear any green yesterday. I've always been a contrarian when it comes to those, you know, I don't wear Santa Claus ties. I don't wear green on St. Paddy's Day. I kind of go against the grain. I don't want anybody telling me what I have to wear, right? Anyway, where are we? Okay. 110 million people celebrate the day by wearing green. Let's see. I'm trying to... people do celebrate St. Paddy's Day by, you know, going out and having Irish meals or going out and drinking beer, as we know, or going out. Some people go out and they have song fests, Irish song fests and Irish dance fests. They have all sorts of things for the Irish. I don't do an Irish accent very well. There are 33.7 million U.S. residents who are of Irish ancestry. It's almost 9 times the population of Ireland itself. So we have our own 9 Irelands right here in the United States, if you're considering population. Have you ever celebrated St. Paddy's Day by sending somebody a St. Paddy's Day card? Nor have I. But 15 million cards were exchanged on St. Paddy's Day, which is about 10% of the St. Paddy's Day cards that are sold in New York. A lot of St. Paddy's Day stuff sold in New York. It seems to be a little bit bigger thing in New York and Boston. Those two cities seem to try to corner the edge on St. Paddy's Day. Did you know that there are 20 presidents in the United States that I guess proudly claim Irish heritage, including the very first president, George Washington, and our current president, President Biden, is very proud of his Irish ancestry. From Washington to today, we have had Irish. But, you know, we only had, until Kennedy, we had not had a Catholic as president. So it's kind of interesting, kind of ironic. St. Patrick is a hero in Ireland. I bet you knew that. And there are about 60 churches and cathedrals named for him in Ireland alone. St. Patrick's Cathedral. The most famous one is right down in Dublin. And that's its name, St. Patrick's Cathedral. Supposedly at St. Patrick's Cathedral, that's where St. Patrick actually baptized his converts, the people that he converted to Catholicism. That's where he would baptize them, in Dublin at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Each year, members of the Shamrock Club in New London, Wisconsin, they dress up as leprechauns and change highway signs so that the town name reads New Dublin, not New London, but New Dublin. And the town's typical population number is somewhere around 7,000 people. So it's not a huge town, but it does change its name to New Dublin. But on the time, on St. Patrick's Day, it goes from 7,000 people to 30,000 people on St. Patrick's Day because of the festivals. And they have bagpipe players, and they have a Finnegan's Wake that involves green hearse and Celtic bands, and just basically an Irish festival. That sounds kind of like Halloween down in Athens. The town of Athens expands about 30,000 people on that Halloween day. But I've never heard of New London, Wisconsin, nor have I heard of New Dublin, Wisconsin. So I guess I've never been there. But I have heard, because I lived and worked in Chicago, Illinois, I have heard of dyeing the river green. More than 40 years ago, the Chicago River was dyed green on St. Patrick's Day. And after the, don't get too upset. It's done with an eco-friendly powdered vegetable dye. So it's not, you know, nasty dye that will kill the animals that live there. Might color their vision for a while, but it will not kill them. It takes several days, though, for that green to dissipate away. And it's quite spectacular. I would go from, where I transferred from my train to the L was right there. The bridge you always see going over the Chicago River, right by the Tribune building. That's pretty close to where my train would drop me off. And so I got to see it every year if I was going into town on St. Patty's Day, the 17th of March every year. Now, I never heard of this before, but the world's biggest shamrock. Now, it's not a real shamrock. The Irish capital of Nebraska, O'Neill. It's the Irish capital of Nebraska. It's called O'Neill. It has painted a four-leaf clover in the middle of the road where Route 281 and Highway 20 meet. And the sign welcomes visitors and tells them the town's about the town's deep Irish roots. John O'Neill, the town's namesake, was an Irishman who served in the Civil War. So St. Paddy's Day celebrations, they include demonstrations by a hypnotist and reading of Dr. Seuss. Green Eggs and Ham. I'm not sure they'll do that this year after all the controversy. And celebrating of the Irish heritage is more than a once-a-year festival, so residents wear green on the 17th of every month, not just of March, the 17th of every month, those people in O'Neill, Nebraska, wear green. That might be doing it a bit much, in my opinion. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH 107.1 in Marion, Ohio. If you have something that you want to sell or get rid of, don't forget you can call us now. Or if you want to, talk about an event that's going on, a nonprofit event that you'd like to advertise, feel free to call us 740-383-9944. And we'll put it on the air, and we will announce it more than once. We're open for business if you care to. I know that we haven't done a lot of swap shopping during the COVID thing, but things are starting to change, and maybe now that apparently I just looked at my phone, and in the next 10 days, I think 9 of the days or 8 of the days are going to be above 60. The high will be above 60. And one of them will be 55, and I think today or tomorrow is the only day that it doesn't get to 50. So spring is right around the corner. Actually, spring will arrive here this year on the 20th of March at 5:37 a.m. So if you want to get up and celebrate the arrival of spring, you better set your alarm clock, right? The holiday in the Caribbean, St. Paddy's Day, is a national holiday in Montserrat. The Caribbean island has both rich Irish and African heritage, and on March 15th, it celebrated the anniversary of a slave uprising in 1768. So they've got a lot to be celebrating, right? Slavery, by the way, was abolished there in 1834. So it took them a little while to get rid of it, but there was a slave uprising. What would that be? 66 years before. It took them only 66 years to abolish slavery after the uprising. And annual festivals include masked street dancers, a tradition that blends both the African and the European cultures of St. Paddy's Day. So sounds like a fun time. My wife and I watch on TV a BritBox, feature called Death in Paradise. And it's on an imaginary island in the Caribbean. But we love just to watch, even though somebody gets killed, it's not graphic, and the policeman figures out who did it, and it's kind of fun that way. But the most fun about it is listening to the Caribbean music and looking at the beautiful scenery down there. I'd like to be there right now, quite frankly. Australia has a reenactment in Brisbane, Australia. They host a big bash every year for St. Paddy's Day. The Greensland Irish Association Parade. Every time I say Irish, I want to roll that R. The Greenland Irish Association Parade celebrates Australia's immigrant and convict. You remember? A lot of convicts were sent to Australia, but this celebrates their history, and the Aussies gather up as people that were sent to build the nation, and they portray widows and orphans and miners and teachers and everyone in between, the type of people that were either shipped there or decided to go there to celebrate, freedom of what they wanted to do in Australia. But they do that on St. Paddy's Day. They celebrate that. Now, here's the real story about St. Patrick's Day. We shouldn't be wearing green or orange. We should be wearing blue. Though we've come to associate Kelly Green with the Irish holiday, the 5th century saint. His official color was St. Patrick's Blue, which was a light shade of sky blue. It's one of my least favorite colors. But I guess it would be sort of like North Carolina blue, which is going to have to become one of my favorite colors because my eldest grandson is going to be pitching for North Carolina. So I guess I'm going to have to learn to like it. My youngest son absolutely loves that color, so I guess I should have liked it a long time ago. My son was a North Carolina fan, I guess. The color green only became associated with the big day after it was linked in an Irish independence movement in the late 1800s. No, I'm sorry, in the late 1700s. So things changed. Well, we do have a caller. Let's go to the phone and see what we can do for this person.
Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you? Oh, got to hit the right button. I'm sorry. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Well, I have a question. I'm changing your subject a little bit.
That's fine.
I didn't get to hear the first 2 hours of WWGH, mm-hmm. and I want to know what Scott finally decided was Marion's favorite donut.
Oh, I wish you hadn't asked that so quickly. It was Boston cream donut.
Boston cream.
Yeah.
All right.
It had, you know, it's one of those with the brown icing on it, and it's stuffed with vanilla stuff.
But Boston, it's more of a yellow, more toward the Bavarian cream.
Yeah, kind of like Bavarian cream. As a matter of fact, I imagine a lot of people would associate both of them as the same thing.
I understand. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
One of our happy customers, one of our happy listeners, who was trying to find out what the favorite donut is here in Marion. And Scott, his very last caller of his show today, correctly answered that. Bavarian cream donut, I guess. They're really not a donut. I never think of anything as a donut unless it has a hole in the middle. Anyway, so now you know about the favorite donut here in Marion, and you also know that you should be wearing blue on St. Patty's Day. Isn't that right? Oh, boy, I hope it's warmed up outside. I took my puppy dog out last night, and we got soaked. It wasn't raining hard. It was just raining those little tiny droplets that were kind of like being sprayed. So we were both just soaking when we came in, but she got her business done. That's what we went out for, and very happy that was done. Okay, let's see, where are we going from here? I've already done that. Okay, I'm down to the last page. Oh, I'm running out of stuff to talk about. Hey, if you are interested in selling anything on Swap Shop, the number is 740-383-9944. We expect that things will start to pick up now that the weather's going to start picking up and more people are getting their second shot. And apparently, we're supposed to have, you know, all the way down to 18-year-olds by, I think, the end of May. So maybe we will get a pickup in our sales. Hang on. We do have another phone call. We'll go to the phone.
Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Well, you were talking about St. Patrick.
Yeah.
My patron saint is Patrick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, all of us Irish Catholics, you know, have a patron saint.
And yeah.
Patrick is mine. And incidentally, my nephew's name is Sean Patrick Malone. You don't get any more Irish than that.
Well, how are you assigned a patron saint?
Well,
your parents?
It can be done by your parents at birth. In my case, I didn't join the Catholic religion until the year 2000. And I chose that name when I was went through the rite of initiation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, my patron saint is Bud Weiser.
That's funny. And when I was growing up, of course, my grandfather was Catholic and married a Protestant woman. and they raised all. They had seven children, and they raised the kids as Methodists.
Oh, so boy, that was unusual.
It was. So the Catholic faith was kind of sidelined, except my grandfather, of course, went to Mass all the time. Uh-huh. But my dad and his brothers and sisters were all raised as Methodists, and of course, when my brother and I were born, we were raised as Methodists as well.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't until the year 2000, after many, many years of thinking about my Irish heritage and my Catholic heritage, I decided to convert and go back to my roots.
That's
so
good.
So when I was 50 years old, I did that.
Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, but it's interesting. And about three, maybe 4 years ago now, my son and his wife took a month and went to Ireland, found the village that our ancestors were from.
Oh, that's neat.
And rented a house and spent a whole month in that village and drove all over Ireland in that month. Kind of retracing heritage. So it was kind of a fun thing for him. I'd like to do it myself someday before I leave this earth.
Yeah.
But, my nephew is a Columbus City fireman, and his name is Sean Patrick Malone, my brother's son. And he plays the bagpipe.
Oh, no,
for
really?
The fire department. Yeah, he's on the bagpiping team. So. Yeah.
Did you get your errand done?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I did. I had to take my wife over to her dad's where she was going to get ready and get out and get her mother. So.
Okay,
yep.
Excellent. All right.
Well, I just thought I'd let you know. So anytime you're thinking about St. Patrick, that's my patron saint.
Happy St. Patty's Day at late.
I'm enjoying the information. Okay. Ellen, when I was a kid growing up, we used to call the Irish that wore orange, of course, we called them the Dirty Irish.
Is that right? Well, I always wore orange because I was a contrarian.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. Bye-bye, Fred. Fred Malone. All right. Interesting stuff. I always liked St. Patty's Day. I guess I liked it because it was kind of a fun day, especially in Chicago. And I never got really drunk on St. Patty's Day. I won't tell you when I did get drunk, but I didn't get drunk on St. Patty's Day because I had to take, to go to work and to get home, I had to take, I had to drive to train station. I had to take a train into Chicago. I had to get off the train, walk about four blocks to the L. I had to get on the elevator and take it to, I can't remember the name of the street. Doesn't make any difference. Get off the train, walk down the, get off the platform and walk back two blocks. So if I had been drunk on St. Patty's Day, I would have been in deep trouble. Now, I did. The only time I've ever been attempted to be mugged was in Chicago by a drunk on St. Patty's Day. And he was so drunk, he fell down while he was trying to get money from me. I guess he really wasn't mugging me. He just demanded money. And I said, I don't have any. And then he got kind of rough. And then we hit a turn in the train, and he fell to the ground. And I left. Anyway, I've never been terribly frightened by drunks. Most of them can't swing very well. And I suppose if they had a gun, I would be. But he didn't. He was just going to beat me up, I guess. Okay, St. Patrick wasn't Irish. Irish. Yeah. Although he made his mark by introducing Christianity to Ireland in 432, that was like really early in the Christian movement, Patrick wasn't Irish himself. He was born to Roman parents in Scotland or Wales. They're not quite sure, but Banwyn Wales claims him. And they say a history club that has done the research, in fact, says he was Welsh. At 16, he was kidnapped and sold into slavery in Ireland. And these historians say on March 17th, the organization stages a parade that leads to a stone commemorating
where the patron saint of Ireland was allegedly born. He was born on a stone? That might have been a little uncomfortable for his mother. But anyway, they claim he was Wales. There are some that claim he was Scottish, but none of them insist that he was Irish. But he did bring Christianity to Ireland in 432. Long time ago. I was just knee-high to a grasshopper at that stage. St. Patrick's Day used to be a dry holiday. Did you know that? St. Patty's Day was a dry holiday. I thought that St. Patty's Day was a drunken day since 432. We shouldn't say bad things because people don't go out and just get drunk on holiday on St. Patty's Day. Some people do imbibe, and there seems to be a real thrill about drinking green beer, which is basically beer with a few drops of food coloring in it, blue food coloring, which turns it to green. I've always found, at least in my taste, if you drop a few drops of food coloring into my beer, it kind of flattens the taste of the beer. At least that's my feeling. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but so I never order the green beer. I think the last time I had a green, maybe I had one as a celebratory thing a few years back, but you won't see me drinking too many green beers. Anyway, it's a national holiday in both Ireland and Northern Ireland. But up until 1970s, the pubs were closed there on that day. So the Saint's Feast Day was considered more solemn and strictly religious. So they didn't have the bars open. Now, they did welcome a lot of green-clad tourists who may have been carrying something in their flask, but and reciting a lot of limericks. It was until the 1970s. The pubs were closed, so you couldn't go in Ireland. You couldn't go out and tie one on. All right. New York City's St. Patrick's Day Parade has been happening since 1762. I think we mentioned that earlier, but that's been a long time. New York's Patrick's Day Parade is the world's largest parade. And since 1762, roughly a quarter of a million marchers have traipsed up Fifth Avenue on foot. Now, I doubt that there were a quarter of a million marchers in 1762, but that's what they're saying they do now, and the parade still does allow floats. They have floats and cars and other things like that. Now, if you recall correctly from watching any of the clips on the St. Patrick's Day parades, any St. Patrick's Day parade, but specifically the New York one, there are more politicians in those parades than you see advertised on television all year long. I mean, I think they make up politicians for those parades, and they're all going through the crowd and saying, shaking hands and asking you to vote for them. This year might be a little bit different, maybe even last year because of COVID. Maybe they've cut back. I'm not sure. We'll have to ask somebody that knows. I don't know that they held it yesterday. So I will check on that and let you know maybe next week. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, and also Miracle on 34th Street actress Maureen O'Hara, which definitely sounds Irish, they have both served as the Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day parades in New York. They both did in New York in 2020. So apparently they did have it last year. But my guess is they probably didn't have the parade this year. Yes, as a matter of fact, as I read on, it does say that it was canceled for the first time in centuries due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Boy, that pandemic has done bad stuff to a lot of things, hasn't it? Sure has. But I got my second shot on Tuesday. So I guess in 2 weeks I'll be fully vaccinated, fully medicated. and my wife gets her second shot on the 1st of April. So we will be able to go see our grandkids. Hallelujah for my wife. I don't mind seeing my grandkids on FaceTime. But my wife wants to be able to hold them and smell them and kiss them and, you know, all the grandma stuff. I do, too. I like doing that. Okay. Now, here's where it talks about the St. Patty's Day turning the river green in Chicago. It's the Chicago River, by the way, and that started in 1962. And they, as we said earlier, they'd use an eco-friendly dye to change. It's spectacular. If you ever are near Chicago around St. Patty's Day, you need to go take a look at the river. It is really, really green. It's not a light green. It's a full-fledged green. They apparently, the organizers won't tell anybody exactly what's in that dye, but they swear that is eco-friendly. All right, they use what does it say here? And though the organizers won't reveal the formula, we do know that the orange powder used to disperse through the flour sifters by the plumbers union. That's how it's done. Orange powder? Apparently it turns green. A lot of people gather by the river. It's really quite. I don't know what it would do to your boat if you floated down the Chicago River and all that green dye was in the water. And there are a lot of boats that are on the Chicago River. Chicago is a beautiful town. I love Chicago. Probably my favorite town next to Paris. I really loved Paris. But Paris is another story entirely. And it would take me the full hour to talk about my trip to Paris and singing with the folk trio in Paris and on the streets in Paris, seeing all the Parisians who I could not understand since I do not speak any foreign language other than English. I guess it's a foreign language to some people. But anyway, I would say Chicago is my favorite town. I do like New York and I love Los Angeles, but they're both too congested for me. Not that Chicago is not congested, but I guess I knew how to drive around Chicago to avoid the congestion. So maybe that makes a difference. The only town I ever drove by a car fully engulfed in flames, and I drove by it maybe 5-6 feet away from it. But I had to because I was on the Dan Ryan and everybody else was moving, so I had to keep moving. Nobody stopped. They just kept on going. I'm certain that the people that had been in that car were no longer there. But and there were police coming. We could hear the sirens, but it was during rush hour, and sirens don't move very fast in rush hour on the Dan Ryan. Nothing moves very fast. Well, sometimes it moves way too fast for you. Now, you know, driving 65 miles an hour bumper to bumper. And when I say bumper to bumper on the Dan Ryan, you probably have room enough to put a motorcycle between you and the car in front of you. That's about it. And God forbid you put a motorcycle in there. Speaking of that, out in California, when I was out in California the last time, I found out that the law allows motorcyclists to drive between the lanes of traffic, you know, on the line. You know, if the lanes of traffic have slowed down to a crawl, they can go right between. I hope nobody opens the door while they're doing that, but anyway, that's allowed. All right, the last note here about St. Patty's Day. For some St. Patrick Day's people, it's the thought that counts. Now, we're going to have to read this because I'm not quite sure what that means, but from 1999 to 2007, the Irish village of Drepsey proudly touted hosting the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade in the world, Drepsey. They had a parade that was 26 yards between two pubs. Now, that's my kind of a St. Patty's Day parade, going from one pub to the other. It was in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and it claimed the title of being the shortest St. Patty's Day parade. However, it has been changed because there's a bridge, 98-foot bridge on Bridge Street, and I crossed out the name of the town. But anyway, there is a 98-foot bridge that it now claims the shortest St. Patty's Day parade. It's in the Ripley Believe It or Not book, so if you want to know the name of the town, I'm afraid you're going to have to go there because I, for some reason or other, cut it off. And it's used, they have Irish Elvis impersonators on that parade. And they have a middle-aged troupe called Lairds of the Dance. you can't do a whole lot in 98 feet of a parade. But anyway, we're just about to get out of here, and I hope you had a wonderful St. Patty's Day. You are listening to WWGH 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio. I'm Glenn Coble. This was Swap Shop, and I hope you contact us or call us next week. As we get warmer and as we get more and more people vaccinated, I'm sure Swap Shop will come back into its own, and we'll get some of those tchotchkes you have sitting in your garage and in your basement and on your back porch, and we'll get rid of them for you. All right, you have a wonderful day, and thanks for joining us. This is Glenn Coble, and we're out of here.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary